This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Just fine. Tom Perkins, he's a reporter at Detroit Metro Times. You wrote a piece I found really interesting, and I wonder if you'd tell these folks about the butterfly show and indigenous bird release.
Right. Well, you know, gearheads they're upset again. They're protesting outside the Michigan International Speedway because naturists are setting up for the annual Michigan International Speedway butterfly show and indigenous bird release. It takes them about 3 months to set up for it. They have to lay a bunch of sod over the racetrack and plant a bunch of trees in the infield, and they even have a permanent protected wetland in the middle of the track. But all that leads up to the release of the colorful butterflies and the wonderful native birds. And I'll tell you what, it's a joyous event filled with laughter and love, but gearheads, they don't feel any joy over it, and they're protesting it. They say it's disrespectful to car culture and that the racetrack just shouldn't be used as a butterfly sanctuary and for a bird release.
That might be one of the best setups I have read for a story, a serious story, in a long time. You know, instead of naturists taking over the Michigan International Speedway, we're really talking about a speedway taking over a natural area. And in this case, we're talking about Belle Isle, the 102nd State Park of Michigan and a jewel of Detroit. So there's always been this controversy of Belle Isle's Grand Prix race, but the opposition seems to be escalating. What's happening there?
Yeah, the debate is really intensifying between what I call park goers and gearheads over whether the island should be used strictly as a public park to host the Grand Prix, which runs each June, but requires about 3 months of setup and breakdown. So at the moment, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, which manages the island, is in the process of developing its long-term plan for the island, but at the same time, the contract that the city of Detroit signed with the race organizer Roger Penske, that contract is about to expire, so it's up for renegotiation, and I believe in 2018, and the discussions over a new contract are already underway.
I want to get into all that, but let's for people who aren't familiar with what's going on here, you know, we're talking about concrete barricades, we're talking about putting up long bleachers and all kinds of facilities, and it takes a really long time. Why does it take so long?
You know, that's a pretty good question. The contract allows 11 weeks for race organizers to set up and break down, which is the longest construction period for any street race in the world. I called around and checked with other race organizers and other reporters who covered different races. And, you know, for example, in Toronto, the IndyCar race there is up and down within 3 weeks, and there are no street closures except for race weekends. So we haven't really gotten any good explanation as to why it takes the 3 months in Detroit. Race organizers have said it's a safety issue, but there's no evidence to show that the Belle Isle Grand Prix is any safer or any more organized than other races. And in fact, you've had incidents here with the track falling apart and a fireman getting hit by a car. So what's probably the issue is money. It costs less to take 12 weeks to set it up than to do it in 3 weeks.
So Detroit's the Motor City. A lot of people think it's kind of fitting to have a major race in Detroit. Draws 60,000, 65,000 spectators. Roger Penske, the organizer, pays a fair amount of money to hold the Grand Prix on Belle Island, and some of the proceeds go to the Belle Isle Conservancy. So everybody wins, right?
Well, you have to sacrifice a lot of the park's assets to get all that money, you know, and I tell people that you really have to go out there in April, May, or June and see the construction project to appreciate its scale. I mean, you'll find the entire west end of the island filled with concrete barriers, cables, cell phone towers, port-a-johns, shipping containers, trucks, miles and miles of fencing, concrete barriers. Next to the Scott Memorial Fountain, the Penske's team laid a 400,000-square-foot concrete paddock that's there permanently. And then the worst part about it, what I feel like people feel is the worst part of it, are the traffic jams. If you try to get on the island any time around race weekend, it's, you know, you can wait an hour-long traffic jams just to get onto the island. And then, you know, you're kind of in a compacted area because the entire West End is filled with the racetrack.
You talk to a lot of people out at the park, people who use it regularly. What do they think of it?
You know, I did sort of an informal poll where I talked to, in which I talked to 50 different people about some of the issues like the traffic jams, the construction timelines. You know, nobody's ever really asked regular park users how they feel about those issues. And what I found was that people are overwhelmingly upset about them. Nobody wants to wait an hour to get onto Belle Isle. Nobody thinks it's reasonable that the western half of the island is restricted or filled up with the construction project for 3 months out of the year. So, you know, while there might be a little bit of support for the idea of holding the Grand Prix on Belle Isle, actually doing so, actually holding it there, it's a lot more complicated than it might seem on the face of it.
If the Belle Isle Grand Prix organizers could cut the time it takes to construct the racetrack, how far would that go in making the regular visitors to the park okay with the event?
Some people want it off the island altogether. Some people don't think there should be an auto race in Detroit, period. And then some people say that they'd be okay with a race in which the setup and breakdown took 3 weeks, like you see in Toronto or other major cities around the world. So, I mean, I think that would help a lot. Some people still wouldn't be happy.
What kind of money are we talking about here? How much does Belle Isle and the Conservancy get because of a Grand Prix?
The Grand Premier charity event raised $1.1 million a couple of years ago, and then it's been more around $500,000 the last couple of years. But as a couple of people have pointed out, a couple of the race critics have pointed out, you know, that's really not that much money when you start to look at what's out there via some of these foundations and charitable organizations and philanthropists. You can find people who will support Belle Isle's mission and not ask for use of half the island for an auto race for half the warm season.
So you mentioned the DNR and a contract with the Grand Prix folks that's it's expiring and they have to renegotiate it. Any hint whether DNR is taking the length of time it takes to set up or whether they're really on board with having Grand Prix there at all?
For my conversation with Ron Olson, the DNR's parks director, it sounds like the race will be back. Somebody said that an island official told the Detroit City Council it'll be there for 9 weeks instead of 11 weeks each year, but Ron says that isn't true. He says that they're still trying to figure it all out, but from the way that he talks, it sounds like the race will be back. I don't know if the construction timeline will be shortened or not.
That's Tom Perkins. He's a reporter at Detroit Metro Times. The title of the article we've been talking about is, As Belle Isle's Grand Prix Hits a Crossroads, Gearheads and Parkgoers Tussle for Its Future. Gentlemen, stop your engines. Thanks very much, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you.